Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now we have old mate Sarah Illingworth on the line to talk about her new single, Maudlin to None, as part of a project she's in called Body of Work. Morena, Sarah, how you doing?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're a bit damp. Yeah, you can say that. You can say we're pretty damp. But it's kind of it's nice in a way because it looks great, but it's not nice in a way that, you know, there's landslides and flooding and all sorts of that, which is pretty gross and horrible. But we're doing our best. It's pretty chill up in Auckland, I hear.
It is. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Always going to be the case. It's nothing we can control. I mean, you guys had it pretty bad last year too.
Yeah, that was pretty gnarly. My place was okay, but my dad's house actually got totally wrecked.
Oh no!
I feel the pain.
Yeah, I remember hearing about the art gallery basement in Auckland getting flooded, and like so many artworks were just affected by that and damaged.
I actually didn't hear about that.
Brutal. Way. Anyway, time to talk about your new song. The track name reminds me of, I don't know if you've heard of this, but have you heard of the Four Temperament Personality Test?
No.
So it's a temperament, it's like a personality test, so take it with a grain of salt. But roughly it holds that there are four temperament types, which are choleric, sanguine, phlegmatic, and melancholy.
I do know about those.
Yeah. I thought Maudlin kind of fits into that kind of nomenclature or vocabulary very well.
It probably slides into the melancholic one
for sure.
I actually originally it was kind of like a play on the phrase middling to none, and then when I was like actually setting everything up to release the song, I was like, I googled the phrase middling to none and I was like, it doesn't seem like anyone... It doesn't seem to be on the internet.
So you just made it up in your head.
I was like, did I get that wrong?
I can't say I've ever heard of the phrase, to be
honest. So I was like, well, it's the song now, so...
It sounds good. I mean, it sounds awesome. It sounds like a great...
Middling to none, but it's... you would say middling to fear, or middling...
Or fear to middling?
Fear to middling.
Fear to middling. Fear to middling to none.
That's the origin story of the song name.
Oh, crack up. The song itself is about a lot of a few things, but partially about moving overseas and feeling kind of pulled between the different places that you've lived in and kind of not having a real sense of home. The last time you moved somewhere overseas, was there that initial feeling of wonder and excitement about living in a new place, or was that feeling that you're describing on the song very palpable from the get-go?
It was, yeah, I mean, it's always exciting on one level. And I will say that I'm actually really happy at the moment. So like putting out all these emo songs.
Yeah.
I'm okay, guys. I'm okay. Thank you for listening, but I'm okay. But I definitely, because I moved around quite a bit up until moving back to New Zealand at the start of COVID, which was its own disruption. But it took me... At that time, I was living in Manchester, and I was feeling quite settled there. And it had taken me a long time to get to that feeling of being like, I've got, like, just feeling grounded in the place. Mm. And I've got that feeling again now back in Aotearoa, which is really cool. And it's even stronger because it's that sort of underlying homesickness that I could never quite shake. It's gone because I'm home. But I think the sentiment is kind of like, it's so great being out there in the world exploring and getting a chance to like meet different people and live in different places, and that's a massive privilege and adventure. But there were definitely points where I was like, I don't really know where my base is, and you know, and that can be a bit discombobulating. And I was like doing freelance work at the time too, so you don't have like, you kind of just... You're just floating. You're always just floating.
Yeah, you're kind of not really tethered to much. There's not a lot of security.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty gnarly. It's a pretty gnarly feeling.
Gnarly.
When was the first time you felt that kind of... Not to keep dwelling on this feeling, of course, because... But I'm curious now, when was the first time that you kind of felt that feeling of not belonging and, you know, in the sense of being, you know, an expat?
I guess... I moved to the States when I was, like... spent quite a lot of time in America when I was in my 20s. And yeah, it was kind of, I think that was cool, but it was kind of, I was dating someone who was in a band and moving around a lot, and so that and being over there was partly to do with that, so it didn't really feel like it was my own story, you know.
Yeah, you felt like you were kind of like this player too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Side character, what do we call it?
NPC? No, not NPC.
Right.
But I know what you mean.
It's always your own story. But anyway, yeah, I'd say it was probably, there's probably some psychological shit around that. But yeah. And then you just kind of trying to find your place and your people and that kind of thing.
Yeah, which is easier said than done.
Yeah. You
know, I had a pretty gnarly feeling of homesickness earlier in the year because I moved to Wellington to do an internship at one of the ministries, and I had the thing of like, oh, I'm going to make so many friends and blah, blah, blah. But then I totally just regressed into like my first year self at university, and I just totally pretty isolated. I mean, I hung out with a few people, but I was pretty like just keeping to myself for the most part.
Yeah.
Didn't have the energy to expend, you know, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, so I've done a few impulsive, like, I'm going to go, because I was freelancing, I kind of get away with it, although then you do these things and it's like, why did I think I could afford that?
Yeah, who's going to take over my supplement? Yeah.
So I was sort of like reined in the impulsiveness at this point, but
that's good.
I'm trying to think things through, but I, like you kind of, you're like all gung-ho about like, I lived in Tucson in Arizona for a few months.
Whoa. That's
it was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Still really happy that I did it, but you kind of get there and it's like, oh yeah, I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
That's actually, there's quite a lot of admin involved in like going like that as well.
And making that kind of move work. I mean, especially Tucson, which is quite a, I don't know much about Arizona, but I hear it's quite a buzzy state.
It's a buzzy state. Tucson's pretty, like left-leaning and
pretty open-minded,
cool in that regard.
Mm.
But it's the desert, you know. It's really fucking hot.
Was there a lot of good like Mexican food or food in general? Yeah,
a lot of tacos. Love that.
Oh, that'd be mean. To kind of rewind the conversation back to the track. The song is also a nod to kind of romanticizing someone who isn't in your life anymore, which I think is a pretty, you know, human experience. Mm. Was it an active thing for you getting through that, or was that more of a passive thing? Because I think for me, much more of a passive thing. I mean, you can kind of try and remind yourself that, like, oh, that person wasn't necessarily great all the time or whatever, but for me, I think it is just something that wears off with time in general. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. And I kind of, that was actually when I was writing that about the song, like, recently, it was kind of a little bit, there's a situation in particular that I'm thinking about, and it was kind of like, yeah, it was actually kind of flipped around, and there was someone who seemed to want to be with me or date me, and then when I actually moved back to New Zealand, and it was an option that I'm not interested in. It was like, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
So it's like, okay, I don't want you.
Damn.
It's like, some things are easier in the realm of like fantasy or like the imagination, and then when the reality presents itself.
Oh, totally, man, totally. Yeah. I think that's a pretty common thing with people who want to find out if the grass is greener on the other side, and then oftentimes it's not.
I'm on the grass.
Now I'm on the grass, and I want mud.
Calling you mud.
Were your debut, with a body of works, debut single Bottle to Go, which we talked about when it came out, where that song is more folky, this new one, Mortal and Sun, is a bit more dream pop driven, and the vocals in particular are a bit more, I'd say, breathier and more drawn out. Was that a deliberate thing, or did it just happen naturally in the studio?
Sorry, I'm like on the tail end of a cold, so I'm keep coughing, almost coughing. Mm-hmm. That was on purpose, but it was, so the original version of the song, my friend Dan had made, and it was it was a computer track.
Mm-hmm.
And he, so he'd kind of like hummed out the vocal line and then auto-tuned it to where he wanted it to go.
And this is Dan, who lives in the UK.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was trying to sing to, like, what he'd, to the shape of what he'd kind of sketched out.
Oh, whoa.
And there were some really long phrases.
Mm. You did a good job with them, though. You did a very good job with them.
Well, those phrases are shorter now.
Oh, true.
Even then, it's like...
Yeah,
so there were a few adjustments that we made over, like, with Shannon. I was like, I don't actually have to do it exactly the same. But initially, I was trying to do it exactly the same. And it sounded great. Like, what he had sketched out. It would have been great if I could do it, but I couldn't do it, so... Here we are.
And it sounds great nonetheless. I have a lot of time left for the corridor, but I want to know, you got another song coming out as part of Body of Work. I know that. When is that song coming out, and do you have any shows coming up soon?
No shows. Still dancing around that one. Mm-hmm. But there's another song called Thinking of You, and it is coming out, I think it's going to come out next month, but Shannon and I are talking about recording another song, so I'm being a little bit vague on the dates. Mm-hmm. Because I'm hoping I can put out a fourth song before summertime.
Cool.
As part of the same, like, group of songs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there'll be one, if not two.
Cool. And then you can have a full body of work.
Hey
cool guy. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program, Sarah. It was fantastic talking to you.
You too.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, that was Sarah Illingworth from Body of Work chatting about the new track, More Than to None, which you can find all over the interweb. We're going to play it for you right now live on The One. And then after this, probably around 10:05, I would say, we have Louis Baker coming in to talk about his new EP, Medicine, which is going to be real fun. So stay around for that as well. Here is Body of Work, More Than to None. You're listening to The One. Take care.
To a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.